Good first day in pads. A lot of energy, enthusiasm. Obviously, there were some confrontations, some physical ones, some battles were won and lost, such as this development process we're going through. For the most part, we were injury-free, which is good. The guys that missed a little time yesterday really have no updates in regards to them. They'll continue to be characterized as day-to-day. Obviously, tomorrow being a day off is an opportunity for those guys really to catch up to the pack, hopefully, and be ready to resume work on Wednesday. But we'll take it day to day. We'll watch this tape and be prepared to go out here when we're given another opportunity. Be happy to address any questions.
Coach, the younger guys like Jarvis and Le'Veon adjust to the speed of the first full pads workout?
You know, I think that's a process that will continue to go through. Obviously, there's an initial shock that's associated with the speed of the professional game. But I think over the course of the next several weeks, there'll be plenty of opportunities to adjust to it in many ways.
What did having Mike Adams out here today mean to you guys, everything he's been through?
I'm not very sentimental. it was good for him to be here because we're working.
Mike, you kind of took the mystery out of backs on backers and basically announced it was coming. That was a little bit of an alteration from how you usually do it.
I acknowledge sometimes it's a tough enough drill for the backs, let alone trying to figure out whether it's Woodley or Timmons coming in. At you. So from time to time, I help those guys out to level the playing field.
Impressed with what you saw?
I was. I'll expect, of course, continually to see more.
You matched Bell and Jones quite a bit in that drill.
I think it's an easy match, isn't it, guys? two young guys that are high draft picks. Obviously, a lot will be expected of them. To pit one against the other in competition, I think it's appropriate. So I'm sure they'll continue to see more of each other.
Mike, I'm sure you don't want to see your depth at corner tested because Cortez is hurt to start camp here. But what are you seeing from some of the other cornerbacks when they're getting increased reps?
You know, not really concerned about the depth at this point. You know, one man's misfortune is an opportunity for others. Everybody needs opportunities to learn and show what they're capable of. Some guys are getting a chance to do that. You know, we'll start worrying about those things as we get down the line.
Is Hawthorne more precautionary, or did he have some kind of setback?
It's not good to give a guy that's fighting for a job precautionary rest, you know. It was necessary, but hopefully not long term.
Mike, what are the early returns, the new zone blocking and the running drills at the end?
Too early to tell, really. Obviously, I hadn't watched the tape. It was a few oohing and aahing, obviously, but we're not going to. You know, we're not going to rush the judge. We're going to continue to evolve in that area as well as others.
Any significance that Bell got reps with the ones in that last team period?
None, but I'm sure you guys will run with it, so go ahead.
Tyre said he dropped about 25 to 30 pounds. Is that at your behest, or he did that on his own?
It's appropriate.
Do you see any returns so far?
Again, too early to tell. First day in pads. We'll see as we get down the line.
That you're looking for in that position, the guy that will emerge will do?
You know, more than anything, if somebody can distinguish themselves from the pack, we'll give them the ball. If they can't, obviously we'll go with the hot hand or the healthy hand. Obviously, you'd like a known featured guy. I think everybody is of that mentality, but it's got to be something that's taken by someone. That's what we're here doing, not only at that position, but others. So we'll keep living it day to day.
And as a coach, when you look at them, do they look like all of them want it? Are they hungry?
I don't think anybody's out here that doesn't want it. You can't stand up on these professional fields less than enthused about what it is you're doing.